From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. On Capitol Hill today, lawmakers pelted the attorney general with questions. They focused on the Justice Department's investigation into a big IRS scandal and its subpoena for reporters' phone records in a separate case. After 4 years in office, Attorney General Eric Holder is no stranger to hostile questions from the House Judiciary Committee, especially at an oversight hearing where lawmakers can ask anything and everything. NPR Justice Correspondent Carrie Johnson has been following the hearing. Hey there, Carrie.
Hi.
Now, let's start with that IRS case. The FBI is looking into the IRS targeting of Tea Party and other groups for extra scrutiny. Talk more about that. How was it addressed at the hearing?
Well, the Attorney General was asked a lot of questions about what kinds of statutes or laws might have been violated. We got a little bit of new information there. One is, he said that they're looking at whether any civil rights statutes were violated because there are laws on the books that talk about the abuse of authority and targeting people in a way that threatens their civil rights, which may have happened here. He also mentioned false statements laws if any IRS officials testified to Congress that they didn't know about this activity and it later turns out that they did. Obviously, there's a lot of political sensitivity here. The Attorney General addressed that head on.
And I can assure you and the American people that we will take a dispassionate view of this. This will not be about parties. This will not be about ideological persuasions. Anybody who has broken the law will be held accountable.
Carrie, you know, there's a lot of anticipation in Washington about this hearing, and there's lots of pressure on the Justice Department right now. What was the mood?
The mood was all over the place, Audie. Remember last year, the House of Representatives declared the Attorney General in contempt, and that all started with this committee. At the center of that was California Republican Daryl Issa. Issa and Holder had some testy words again today. Take a listen.
Mr. Attorney General,
Mr. Chairman, would you inform the witness as to the rules of this committee? Appropriate and is too consistent with the way in which you conduct yourself as a member of Congress. It's unacceptable and it's shameful.
So Holder was pushing back because he felt Issa kept interrupting him.
Well, let's move on to more of the substance. Lawmakers from both political parties say they're upset about a broad subpoena for phone records for Associated Press reporters, and the Attorney General says he's recused himself from that case. So was there any more detail about how or why?
A little bit. Holder says he was interviewed by the FBI last year as part of the investigation into the leak of national security information, and he didn't want to have a conflict of interest by leading that investigation. But lawmakers couldn't understand why Holder's deputy, Jim Cole, wasn't in the same boat, given that he presumably had access to that information, too. Alabama Republican Spencer Backus wanted to know why Cole wasn't on the Hill to talk about the controversy today.
Is Deputy Cole willing and able to appear before this committee and answer the questions that you cannot answer?
I'm sure he'd be willing to. I'm not sure he'd be in a position to answer the questions because you'd be asking questions about an ongoing matter.
Then Backus homed in on whether Holder really stepped aside in the right way.
Let me ask you this. On what date did you recuse yourself?
I'm not sure. I think it's just towards the beginning of the matter.
When you recused yourself, I mean, was there any, was it in writing? Was it orally? Who did you recuse? Did you alert the White House?
I certainly did not alert the White House. We don't talk to the White House about
who do you recuse yourself to?
I would have told the Deputy Attorney General, as I have done in other matters.
But Wisconsin Republican James Sensenbrenner said it sounded like the Justice Department was just passing the buck, Audie.
Now, may I suggest that you and maybe Mr. Cole and a few other people go to the Truman Library and take a picture of this thing that he had on his desk that said the buck stops here?
Carrie, what happens next?
Holder has promised to do an after-action report about the whole AP mess after this investigation is over.
That's NPR Justice Correspondent Carrie Johnson. Carrie, thank you.
You're welcome.